大家好，请接受我谦卑的顶拜，一切的荣耀归于史拉·普拉布帕特。我们今天很荣幸再次邀请到阿西塔·克什纳·斯瓦米·马哈拉奇，继续给我们讲述灵性道路上内心的障碍系列讲座。今天的主题是愤怒 （Croda）。我们现在有请Maharaj Maharaj, please accept our humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada.
So, Maharaj, so let's start. Would you please chant Jayarada Madhava first?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari Yasodanandana Braja Janandana Yasodanandana Braja Janandana Yamunatira Manasari Yamunatira Manasari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Nama Nama Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srimatade Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jaya Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram Jaya, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Jaya Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jaya Giri Govardhan, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada, Sai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Sri Radha Madhava Ki Jai, Radha Shankar Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Ki Jai,
Jai,
Raj Govardhan Ki Jai,
Jai,
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai,
Jai,
Samavet Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai,
Jai,
Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari,
Hari Hari Bo,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
You can hear clearly?
Yes.
Okay. Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnanam Janam Salakaya Chakshu Amritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manogishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopanamitam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Chagrakatam Chagrakunasanitam Chadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Sakhanasya Sri Krishna Kona Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Krupa Sindhu Vacha Padudanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaste Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome.
欢迎大家。
Welcome to everyone.
欢迎对所有的奉献者们的参与。
So today we'll discuss something about anger, the krodha.
今天我们要讨论的主题是愤怒 ,krodha.
So, this is the one of the biggest obstacles in our spiritual path.
事实上，这是我们的灵性道路上一个巨大的障碍，愤怒。愤怒是巨大的障碍。
This is the three things, calm, growth, love. These are the three major obstacles in our spiritual or material path.
事实上在我们的灵性道路上，这个物质欲望、愤怒和贪婪，就是三个非常就是巨大的这种障碍。
So these are the gate to hell. This is the gateway to hell.
物质欲望、愤怒和贪婪是通向地狱的三个门。
So Krishna says you have to give up this.
所以 Krishna 告诉我们，任何头脑清醒的人都应该要去除这些不好的品质。
And we'll discuss about how it is very dangerous, how it is very harmful for everyone.
今天就让我们一起来探讨一下，为什么愤怒这项品质是那么的危险，对我们的灵性生命那么大的伤害。
So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna many places mentions how the krodha, the anger is the biggest one of the enemies.
在《国家梵歌》中，很多地方 Krishna 都一再的提醒我们，愤怒是我们的巨大的敌人。
So that's why he says, "Kama esa, krodha esa." Rajaguna samudhavata mahasana mahapatma jayena miham vairinam. He says in Bhagavad Gita, this calm, this is the Supreme Personal Godhead said, it is lost only Arjuna who is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into anger and which is the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》中说到，仅仅是就是欲望，物质欲望，它是因为跟物质的激情属性的接触而产生的，而这个物质欲望会导致愤怒，所以这个物质欲望它是吞没一切的罪恶大敌。
So Krishna said, where it is comes, it is come, where it is born from passion. Rajaguna samudbhava. It is born from passion. The mode of passion.
You mean the material desire was born of passion, mode of passion, or ignorant, or the krodha?
The krodha born, because the kama is a krodha is a rajaguna bhava. Rajaguna samudbhava means kaam. The material desire also krodha. They are born from passion, the mode of passion.
这个物质欲望和愤怒都是出自于跟这个物质的这个自然属性的激情属性接触而产生的。
Also, it is manifestation of the mode of ignorance.
同时它也是一种愚昧属性的展现。
Because when it is actually when the mode passion instead of being degraded into the mode of ignorance, so because when passion degraded to ignorance, this thing, the krodha comes.
当这个物质的激情属性啊，然后带着我们啊，逐渐的就是坠落，就会导致这个到达这个愚昧属性，会产生这个所谓的愤怒这种东西。
And we know how the krodha is so bad, and we see our eyes how people are.Fight each other because they cannot control their krodha.
对，我们看到这个世间的人你争我夺，这样的所有的纷乱都是来自于这个愤怒啊，这项品质。所以我们知道这个是一项很糟糕的一种品质，导致整个世界的混乱。
And they fight each other.And they destroy each other.
人们彼此憎恨，然后彼此就是破坏对方，就是把整个事情都搞砸了。
Father kill son, son kill father, mother kill daughter, mother kill father. So these so many cases now coming now these days. They are about all these all the anger, all are the krodha.After that, they realize, oh, what I did. I did such a mistake, big mistake, but finish. That is already finished. Everything finished.
整个世界充斥着，现在的整个世界充斥着这种愤怒，甚至于家族的成员彼此，父亲杀孩子，孩子杀父亲，这种混乱很可怕。但是问题是，人在这种盛怒之下，怒不可遏，就是经常做出让自己后悔的事情。当人清醒过来的时候，为时已晚，就是所有的灾难已经酿成了，就仅仅是因为这个失控的愤怒。
So people, because they are, how this anger,They become the servant of anger.
所以人们要很小心，千万不要成为这个愤怒的仆人。
And this question Arjuna asks to Arjuna Krishna, how I know, but knowingly sometimes we do this.
那 Arjuna 问 Krishna, 就是那为什么就是有些时候就是我身不由己的呢，我身不由己的就要去就是身不由己的就是去发生这样的一种状况，这样的作恶，这样的愤怒呢。
So Krishna says Arjuna, this is the he explained to Arjuna how Arjuna says I don't know but I was so much forcible to do this. Because
Arjuna, Arjuna 告诉 Krishna, 我也不知道我是怎么回事，我就是身不由己的罪，就是作恶，我身不由己的被驱策着去愤怒去发生这些不好的品质的发生。
It is not my control.Sometimes I cannot control this.
这不是我能控制的。有些时候我根本就完全失控了。
So Krishna, he says, yes, it is come from Dhyayato Vishayan Punsa Sangaste Supajayate Sangat Sangayate Kama Kama Pradavijayate Rudhad Bhavati Sammoho Sammohat Smriti Vibhrama Smriti Bhansad Vidhinata Vidhinata Pranasya So it is started fromThe sense object, when you attach to sense object something, from there it starts.
所以这所有的一切就是在于当我们就是把我们的意念去专注于那个感官对象的时候，然后一步一步的我们就会坠落到这种低等的属性。就是首先是由于我们去注视去就是冥想， 好，专注于这个感官的对象，然后对它产生依恋，接着就会一步一步的引导我们到这种状态。
When our sense object, when you desire, because when you attach to something, some sense objects, then from there, there to be sankusa sangasthi supajal. When you attach to that, sangat sanjayate kama, this lust starts, because you realize, okay, because our lust, okay, if I have that object, that thing, then I'll get so much pleasure. It gives so much happiness. So then we are so much attached to that object.
当我们注视或想念这个感官对象的时候，我们很自然的就会对它产生出一种执着，一种依恋。而由于这种执着，我们就会产生出这种想要去享受这个感官对象的这种欲望，就是这种物质欲望。因为我们的心意会在那边想象，当我拥有了它，好，我拥有了它，我可以享受它，我就可以获得很大的快乐。Yes.
So when this lust will our material lust like the sense object will like we feel oh will not get it, then krodha will start.
但是这种强烈的想要享受这个感官对象的欲望，如果没有办法就是得逞的时候，没有办法如其所愿的时候，它就会产生挫折，然后产生愤怒。
So from krodha, when anger comes, krodha bhavati sammoho, then.Sammoh means when anger, then this is the sammoh jubilement. The anger, the sammoh means attachment. Rodhat bhavati sammoh sammoha smriti vibhram. Smriti vyasad buddhinasa. When the anger comes from anger, the delusion arises.
所以刚才有感官享乐的欲望会产生出愤怒，而愤怒接着会导致好这个 sammo 这个是错觉。
And we know when somebody too much angry, so he don't know what he's going to do.
对，当有些时候这个愤怒之火太剧烈的时候，一个人完全错乱了。他不知道接下来该做什么。
And because he delusion and he lost his memory, he don't see in front who is standing, his father, mother, sister, son, brother, who guru or who is, so he don't care.
所以这个错觉接下来很可怕，它会导致这种记忆的迷乱，他会丧失他的记忆，也就是说到最后他是六亲不认。他不管你是什么孤儒灵性导师，什么你的父母，什么地位的人，完全六亲不认，所以这个叫记忆迷乱。
Because the too much angry, he lost his memory.
因为太愤怒了，以至于整个在错觉中导致这种记忆的迷乱。
When the smriti nasa smriti.Smriti bhansar buddhi nas, then buddhi means knowledge will finish. The intelligence will last.
当这个记忆，这个 smriti, 就是错乱的时候，接下来我们就会丧失这个智力 buddhi.
When intelligence finish, buddhi finish, then you will be finished. Buddhi nas,
pranasthi
finish.
而智力一丧失之后，人就玩完了，因为会重新坠入物质的泥潭，这就生死轮回。
So this is the root cause how the krodha comes. So Krishna says this is the cause where it starts from sense object. Sense gratification.
所以我们知道愤怒的根源就是在于 人，就是当人去依恋注视这个感官对象的时候，我们会产生想要去感官享乐的这个念头，因此就会产生这个愤怒。
So that's why when somebody is so much attached to his body, his senses.
这就是为什么有的人他非常的执着依恋他自己的身体，他的感官的时候。
So they become so much angry.
对，太过执着的人，你会发现他就是非常的容易愤怒。
When Indra become, one time Indra become pig in material world.
那 Indra, 他当他就是在这个物质世界的地位变得很卓越的时候、
so、
很显赫卓越
So she has wife and children.
他有他的妻子，有他的孩子。
Brahma came and he reminded him, Oh, you are Indra, you are not pig. Please come and take seat. Take your seat.
那So you mean he became a pig or?
He become pig and he has a wife.
Yeah, oh, I see. No, sorry. Maharaj, 我刚更正一下 ,Maharaj 就说有一次这个 Indra 他变成了一只猪，然后他有他的猪太太猪小孩。那 Brahma 就来提醒他说，哎，你是天地 Indra, 你应该回到你的岗位上。
So,Indra was not care. He said, I have wife, I have children, I am enjoying, I am eating stool, and I am enjoying so much. So who is going to become Indra? What Indras? He don't care.
所以当 Brahma 提醒他的时候， Indra 心里想说，我哪管什么天地 Indra 什么位置啊，我有我的妻子，我可爱的妻子，我的小孩，对不对？猪小孩。我享受得很啊、哦、这种天伦之乐，然后我还有粪便可以吃、哦、我在这里过得这么好、啊、我管他什么什么天地 Indra 什么什么位置，我才不管呢。
So Brahma many way wants to convince him but he could not.
所以这个 Brahma 用很多种方法都要说服他清醒过来、哦、回到他原本的位置，但是都没办法动摇得了他。
So he killed his children.
所以 Brahma 后来就想办法，就是把他的猪小孩给杀了。
He was so angry. He just ran after Brahma to kill Brahma.
他整个气疯了。Indra 当时他变成一只猪嘛，他的孩子被 Brahma 杀了，他气疯了，追赶着这个 Brahma 要把 Brahma 给杀了。
Then he says, no, no, my wife is there, I can get more children. So he pacified himself then. He went to his wife, with his wife.
那后来他平静下来，他想说没关系，没关系，算了，我还有我的妻子，我可以再继续跟我的妻子生一些猪小孩。
So this way, Brahma killed his wife also. Then he was so much angry, and he lost his everything.
后来 Brahma 想说，好，他有妻子，那他还不死心，我继续把他的这个猪妻子猪老婆给杀了。哇，这下子 Indra 可气疯了，他怒不可遏。
So he Brahma repeatedly asks him, you are Indra, you are not big, so please come. But he was so angry, wants to kill Brahma. He said, no, 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 I want to stay this body.And I am to enjoy this body.
所以 Brahma 他就不死心，一再的重复告诉 Indra 你要回到你的职责上，但是这个 Indra 这个他就不理他，他说不不不，我要待在我现在目前的身体，我现在的目前的处境好得很，我根本就不想离开我现在的岗位。
So material world was so much attached, evenWe cannot hear any good advice because we are so much attached to our body, our wife, our children, our husband, our so-called material world, so-called sense gratification things.
我们身处在这个物质存在中，我们对各种的感官对象产生了那么强大的依恋，我们对我们的身体非常非常的入迷，很依恋，对我们的家里的成员，丈夫、小孩、妻子，都非常的非常的依恋，依恋到让我们没有办法去分辨，就是人在这种极度的疯狂依恋的时候，他没有办法分清楚什么对他是好，什么是不好。
So this way, because out of anger, we do so many reaction. Because that reaction come to another reaction, come to another reaction. It will go like this, you know. Because for angry, we do so many things out of anger. Out of anger.
所以就是由于这个愤怒我们会做了很多疯狂的事情，好伤害。很多伤害的事情，所以这会有这个招致业报的反应，所以这个业报的反应就一个一个接踵而来，就造成了一种恶性循环。
So we have experience, we know how the material people, material world, how they kill whole families for out of anger, many things they do because this is they cannot control their anger.
Maharaj, what's the noise? Is from your side?
Hey, chup.
Okay.
Class chal raha hai, Banmad. Yes, he was.
It's okay, I just need to confirm. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
所以在这个物质的生存中，真的人们因为这个愤怒导致各种疯狂的事情，然后甚至于仇杀自己的就是的亲人，这些事情都会发生。
So, this is one monkey was angry. He was just like, he break our tin sheds because someone changed him. He was so angry.
Why the monkey is angry? Because he wants something?
Yes, because the material desire, when material things could not fulfill, so he said, the man, oh man, so everyone become angry.
Maharaj 就说刚才就是因为有一只愤怒的猴子，因为他要的东西他不能得逞，所以他就很愤怒，所以刚才的那阵喧闹是由于那只猴子的关系。
So they hit the electric pole, they boom the electricity.
所以那个猴子太生气了，就他就击中那个电线啊，好，这个电线杆，然后就造成那个声音什么的。
So this way, so we know how the anger is so bad.
所以我们就知道，事实上，在我们的生命的经验中，我们可以了解到愤怒是多么可怕，它摧毁着一切，破坏着一切。
So it's come from because our sense objects.
所以一切都是由于来自于感官对象，我们想要去享受那个感官对象去从这个点开始的。
When our desire is not satisfied, from there that the anger comes because unsatisfied desire.
所以我们的愤怒是由于没有办法满足的感官。就当我们想要享受一样东西，可是我们却没有办法得到，没有办法满足的时候，我们就会非常挫折、愤怒。
And this is the great enemy because how to satisfy your desire? If you are angry, means you finish. So you further you cannot improve materially, spiritually. You cannot improve another further.
所以我们说这个愤怒其实是一个最大的敌人。因为当我们想要一样东西的时候，我们不得逞的时候，没办法满足的时候，我们就愤怒，愤怒会摧毁所有的一切，就不管是在物质上或者是在灵性上，它都没有办法真正的解决问题。
Because when anger starts, it is going to finish, it is going to devastation, no?
对，因为当愤怒一发生的时候，最后导致的结果一定是摧毁所有的一切。
You can remember the pastime of Lord Ram.
大家还记得就是主 Rama 的这个逍遥时光吗？
And Ram's mother, the Kaikeyi, and all the mother, the father, they are so much affectionate to the Ram.
这个 Ram 的这个母亲啊 Kaikeyi, 那就是所有的人其实都非常的钟爱这个 Ram, 非常的深爱着他。
And the Kaikeyi, and who come with Kaikeyi, her servant, the Manthara. Manthara provoked Kaikeyi. Yes, you don't know, your king, your husband going to make the king Ram. Ram become king because, so she provoked to her, no, she become like, make her angry.
那这个 Kaikeyi 的仆人啊 Mantra 他呢就是刺激好这个 Kaikeyi 说，你不知道这个国王啊，如果让 Rama 登基为王之后会怎么样，好，就开始在煽动他。
In Ramayana, the Manthara, the dynasty where from she is, who is his father, mother, no one knows, and they keep her. So this is the great bad thing. If you don't know somebody and associate somebody with you, don't know anybody, that person or her or his, so that is very bad.
那这个 Ramayana 这个逍遥时光呢，其实有一件事情是值得我们学习的，就是关于这个 mantra 的它的背景，就是不了解它是来自于哪里，其实是人们不是很清楚。所以意味着就是说，当我们对一个人不是很清楚的时候，我们随便跟他联谊，好，所知甚少就跟他联谊，那我们可能就会遭殃，因为他可能有很多的不好的事情，就是我们跟一个不太了解的人，他可能会有一些不好的事情会发生，因为得到了不好的联谊。
She provoking to her. She just like inspire. Oh, this is not so. Because associating with bad people also make you also angry. Because the situation makes you angry.
因为如果我们跟接受了不良的联谊，跟那种心怀不轨，就是不干净的心不干净的人联谊，我们也会受影响，然后也会变得就是邪恶愤怒。
So that's why first thing, what is the Vaishnava behavior? First give up, Durjan, give up the Vaishnava, no? Those who are not by give up the association of the worldly people.
Give up the association of non-devotee?
Non-devotee, worldly people, worldly.
所以首先首要的事情是我们应该要放下跟世俗的人的联谊。好。
Because she was associated with her and she provoking. And she says, okay, go. And to that house, you sit there, you sleep there. So king will come because that is the system there. If someone go that house, because that is the anger house, the Kopa Bhavan, anger house.Someone so much angry, go to that house. So she went, she provoking her to Kaikeyi, and Kaikeyi went to that house.
To go to the anger house.
There the palace, inside the palace, there is a certain house.
Yes.
Someone is angry
to go there.
Yes.
Okay, so this mantra, this Kaikeyi 的女仆就刺激他，怂恿他，让这个卡卡伊变得很愤怒。那在皇宫里面，如果有人就是愤怒的时候，他们就会去到某一个特定的一间房子里，那个房子是叫做 愤怒屋，就是要去那个房子里。嗯。
So she went when Dasarath Maharaj Dasarath, Dasarath, because he declared after that morning, Ram become Abhishek, he will become king, and but that night the month that the Kaikeyi went, and the whole scene was changed because Kaikeyi was so much angry, and when Dasarath went, and she was my God, she was like flickering.She was like chastised, oh, you don't know, you give me this boon, this, that boon. And so say he asked, because whatever he wants, he just to say that.
嗯, whatever she wants. So Dasharatha, King Dasharatha, you know, agree whatever she wants.
Yes, because she was so angry.
Yeah.Mm.
And Dasarath was, the king was so like pent, you know, she was so shocked to saw her anger.
So shocked, yeah.、
Mm. So shocked.
Yeah. 那当时那个卡卡伊他是那么的愤怒嘛，因为他被怂恿了嘛。然后所以就本来那个晚上 Dasharatha 已经要立这个 Rama 为王的那个事情呢，但是因为卡卡伊那么的愤怒，他简直就是整个全身都在发抖的。那 Dasharatha 国王看到他那个样子，他也非常的震惊，他怎么变这样子？所以他就是等于是无理的要求这个 Dasharatha 不能够立 Rama 为王。那Dasharatha 国王也只好后来就是答应他的请求。嗯。
And you see, Kaikeyi thought this. I am angry for.Because for my benefit, my son's benefit, but it was not anger. So, because anger is not good for us. Because that way, that anger, and he asks Dasarath Maharaj, give my, because you promise me, give my boon. So he promised me, so give this, give Ram 14 years excel.And make my son become king, Bharat become king.
嗯，那这个卡卡伊当时进入这个愤怒的这种疯狂的那种状态，他这真是一件很糟糕的事情。人在疯狂愤怒的时候所做出来的事情，他表面上还觉得自己很有道理，是为了他的儿子 Bharat， 可是事实上。就是当时就是他就要求在愤怒中他要求Dasharatha 国王就是必须要兑现他曾经给他的一个承诺齁。所以他就是变成就是要把这个 Ram 流放森林14年，然后让他自己的儿子 Bharat 能够登基为王。后来国王也只能够兑现他的诺言。于是在这场愤怒中就造成了这样的局面。
So, with an angry mood, with anger, which decision will you take, that will be not good for yourself.
嗯，所以当我们在愤怒的这种
，after that she realized so much.
嗯嗯嗯，那其实一个人在这种愤怒的情绪的这种状况中，其实。是对自己的伤害是非常非常的巨大，他会就是造就的那种后果有时候是不堪设想。后来这个卡卡伊他也觉悟到自己当时到底做了什么，但是他已经造成了，后来他很后悔。嗯。
It was a big story, I don't want to go whole story, but the last when Ram knows morning timeBecause Dasarath was so much sorry, so much sad. See, because he was bound by his promise. He says, okay, you just cool your brain. Just cool down. And I don't want you looks like furious. But she was so angry. He said, I want this.So, Dasarath Maharaj, everything he submit, he, everything he says, he surrender, okay, I will, But I'll promise this, I'll give you. So please calm down, cool down.
嗯，当时 Dashara 国王真的是被，就是他对 Kakai 的曾经有的一个承诺所捆绑住，而且当时这个 Kakai 他那种这个愤怒，这种愤怒的状况是那么的强烈到。他完全招架不住，所以他也只能够就是想办法答应他，然后让他平静下来。那第二天啊 ，Ram 就知道了，他的父亲所做的这个决定。嗯。
So Ram, when Ram heard next morning he went, and he says, "Okay, yes, father, mother, your wishes, and." They are also, she provoked him to Ram become angry. How Ram, the anger, the krodha never polluted Ram.
嗯，那 Ram 当他接到这个国王他的父亲告诉他这个消息之后，他一点都不为所动，就是说他完全。没有受到这件事情的影响，就是他完全一点点愤怒的征兆都没有显露出来，那他反而就是很冷静的平和的向他的父亲母亲告辞，向他们顶拜，他完全就是心意平和的接受了所有的这一切的发生。
So Ram Dasharath King Dasharath says, Ram, why were not revolt? Why were not opposing? Why were not angry? Why were not take yourself the kingdom? Because this is injustice. Because this is not good. Because the mother did this is not good. So why were not angry? Why were not taking yourself the kingdom?
那 Dasharath 国王看到 Ram 他这种不可思议的这种高超的品格完全都没有显露任何就是生气愤怒的征兆，他就说你为什么一点都不为这样的决定这样的结果而生气呢？嗯
But Ram was so quite cool. He said, "No, father.Good for me. I'll go jungle. I'll go forest for 10 years. I'll meet so many sadhus. I'll associate with so many sadhus. So this is good fortune for me. And I'll protect your word because you give this word to mother. So I'll protect your word. And for this, but you see, so many people provoke him to Ram to.Do something, become angry and do something, take the revenge. But he never, this is the how he was so quiet, how he was so good. This is the lesson and how the people should become Ram. Because this is the lesson which Lord gave us.
Okay, so this Ram, 呢他教导了我们非常美好的一课，他是那么的随遇而安，他完全展现了他这种神圣的这种品质，他平静的接受了所有的一切，他把所有的这一切表面上可怕的这个命运的安排，他把它看成是一种祝福，他说这对我是好的，我在森林里流放森林的期间，我可以跟那些圣人联谊，而且我坚定要保护我的父亲所做的承诺所以那也因为这样，他赢得了更加的赢得了这些人民对他的这种爱戴，而尽管许许多多的人其实是没有办法接受这个决定的，因为他们是那么的爱 Ram， 当 Ram 没有办法就是被立为国王的时候，他们其实是就是很想要去就是能够做一些什么事情去扳回这个局面啊什么的，报复什么，可是 Ram 他却 完全的保持的啊，非常的就是稳定平静的这种心情去面对。嗯。
So this is the Rama's teaching. So how and everyone becomes shocked how Rama was so cool and so quiet and he gave this example to everyone how someone to control the mind and we know how Lord's in last he won battle, he won everything, he possess everything and Kakei the decision of wrongly she because she was so angry and angrily she took decision when Bharata came and she was thinking Bharata become king but it was completely opposite. Bharata knows Ram and father, so whole incident you can see how the anger is so bad and Kakei on her whole life she was just lamenting, oh what I did very bad thing I did.
You mentioned about Bharat, so you say Bharat what about what Bharat?
Bharat because Kakei thought Bharat will come and take the seat.
But actually not. Yeah.
Yeah, Bharat knows the Rama's position and brother's position. They knows how he denied and they went all to jungle. So they never say anything. Although he deserved, Ram was quality, he was the eldest son, everything, he was qualities, everything, but he just gave up and went.
You mean Bharat give away, keep
not
give up?
Bharat, Ram.
Ram. Yeah. 好。那所以这个Rama 的这个逍遥呢，也告诉我们一个真正能够控制住自己的心意的人，他最终他能够赢取最终的胜利，他最后拥有的是所有的一切，他拥有了所有的臣民的心，也拥有了所有的一切，后来一切都整个王国都让他就是得到了所有的一切。而卡卡伊呢，他所做的在愤怒之中所做的所有的一切，就是让他的余生都是在这种悲叹中度过。那当时当国王就是做了这个决定的时候，就是他一点都没有受到惊吓啊，尽管其他的人是那么的震惊发生这样的事情，可是他一直都非常好的控制住他自己的心意，始终都很平静的面对着所有的一切。Yes,
so,
Maharaj.
So this way, and she lament her life, whole life she lament because so how she did this. This is where many of we have experience how the anger can take away our all intelligence, our whole memory, everything. Anger, when you become angry, so much angry, you cannot control yourself, take away everything.
当人在从卡卡伊的例子中我们知道这个愤怒真的可以夺走一个人的智力。他在愤怒之中他什么一切都失落了，都遗忘了。他终其一生都在悲叹他做过的这件事情。他本来当时的私心要给他自己的儿子当国王。可是后来Bharat 也没有。因为大家其实心都在 Rama 的身上。所以那当然他为他自己所做出的这样的一个事情他付出了惨痛的代价，卡卡伊。
So this is the lesson how we should not become so much angry. Actually, you can utilize it Krishna service. But generally devotee they should not become angry, because according to Mahaprabhu, because angry is such a bad thing and you don't know what you are doing.
主舍坦亚马哈普拉布也曾经告诉我们这样的关于愤怒的这件事情，人在愤怒中真的完全不知道自己在干什么。好，这个是，所以我们就是，这是我们从这个故事这个逍遥我们可以学习到这珍贵的一课，就是我们不要就是这么的失控的这种愤怒起来摧毁这所有的，摧毁所有的一切，我们应该要学习将这样的能量，生命的能量，这种愤怒的能量用来为 Krishna 做服务，把它转化为一种服务。
Because in the material world and also if you are not so much powerful you cannot do anything. One will become angry like Sati. Sati become angry to his father. But what she can do? I will come to that point. But this is the because this come.Because if you are angry, but if you are not powerful, so what you can do? Last Sati give up herself, her body, because he cannot do. Material world, such a situation comes, you are angry, but you want to utilize the service in Krishna service, but what, you are not so much powerful.
嗯，we want to render, do something for Krishna's.
Service,
yeah.
But material world, the now situation, if you are not so powerful, so you cannot do, although if you become angry, like Sati, she become angry.
Yeah.
But she cannot do his father, because father is so powerful.
在物质世界中，就是说，当我们，就是，如果我们不够有强大的力量的时候，事实上我们即便很愤怒，我们也不能怎么样啊，就是愤怒。就像 Sati, 好 ,Sati, 他当时是由于他的爸爸那个Daksha, 他变得那么冒犯了他的丈夫Shiva,他非常愤怒。但是他也没办法怎么样改变啊，他只能到最后就是他放弃他自己的身体。对，他放弃了自己的身体。所以这个是物质世界我们的处境。也是这样的，有些时候我们也想要做一些事情，但是因为我们没有那样的力量，我们也改变不了什么。
So okay, we come to that point. The Sati, the father, the Sati's father is the Kshiprajapati.
那 Sati 的父亲是 Daksha, 是 Daksha.
Baba, Sati Baba is Daksha.So that's the
Prajapati.
He was the son of Brahma.
那这个Daksha 呢？Daksha Prajapati 他是Brahma 的儿子。
And in Bhagavatam, whole Bhagavatam, this was the most the Dakshi was so much angry.He cannot tolerate, he cannot control his anger.
在圣林伯教堂有描述到这个故事，当时这个 Daksha 他是那么的愤怒他这个怒火万丈。
So why he was so much angry?
为什么他会这么的愤怒呢？
Because when Brahmaand all the rishis, they arrange one big fire sacrifice, big yagya.
Yeah, 因为当时这个 Brahma, 他正在举行一个非常非常盛大的这个祭祀。
And although Brahma was there, and all the demigods, the rishi, the munis, all so many saintly person were there.
那当时在个盛大的祭祀场上，在场很多的圣人半神人伟大的人物都在场。
And when Dakshya, we know Dakshya was so powerful.
我们知道这个 Daksha 他是非常有力量的。
Although he saw the Lord, and he was, although he is not such a pure devotee,
尽管 Daksha 他不是一个纯粹的奉献者。
But he was a very powerful man.
但是他还是非常有力量。
And he, when he came, and he wore sophisticated dress, and he looked himself, I am so, like materialistic people, he wear the sophisticated dress, and those who are that type of mentalities, and they think,Whatever I am doing and whatever my direction, everyone should go.
那因为他是那么的有力量，就像在这个物质世界上，如果有的人他的地位很高，他的穿着打扮也都是非常的就是引人注目的。他觉得因为他是呼风唤雨的，他不管做什么，他觉得人们都应该要对他。就是恭敬，都应该要跟随他。
Like every country, every nation, they have own culture, own, and they thought our culture is okay, and they hate other culture, other language, other so many things. This thing, you know, in material world, we can see that.
而在这个物质世界中，我们也可以看到。就是有人与人之间有时候会有产生这种状况，就是说他们对于其他的人的文化语言，他们都会有一些隔阂，一些憎恨，就是不能够去认同别人。
Actually, those who are devotees, devotees are always sees the good things.
事实上，奉献者不一样，奉献者的品质跟世俗者。物质主义者是不一样的，奉献者总是看到别人身上的优点、闪光点。
You can see Dakshya-like man, and also Prabhupada, like Prabhupada went to many places. The devotee went, and they saw many bad quality, many good quality also have. The people have many good quality, also bad qualities.
You say Srila Prabhupada and devotee, they can see people's good quality and bad quality at the same time?
Yes, but they appreciate always good quality. They don't see the bad qualities, although they know these are the bad qualities.
Okay. 那这个物质主义者跟奉献者，像 Srila Prabhupada 跟奉献者，他们尽管他们可以了解区分什么是好什么是不好，但是他们只汲取别人的好，总是去看别人的好。而物质主义者他们总是去看到别人就是不好的地方。
Like when Prabhupada went to West, so they saw the people, they are taking drugs, they're drinking, smoking, but he don't see that part. He just, because they are attracted by Kirtan, Prabhupada feeding them,giving the prasadam, and Prabhupada was so happy, okay. And if he would have seen these things, bad things, he would have not invited them.
所以我们以 Srila Prabhupada 为例就知道，当时 Srila Prabhupada 到西方世界去的时候，你想想看，那些西方世界的那些人，他所遇到的那些人，他们抽烟喝酒，对不对？他们吸毒。那但是 Srila Prabhupada 如果因为只看到他们的缺点就拒绝他们的话，那么 Srila Prabhupada 的这个使命是永远就是成就不了。而 Srila Prabhupada 他就是一个这样的一个伟大的奉献者，他能够看到的是从别人即便有那么多的缺点，那么多的问题，他总是能够看到好的一面。比方说他能够看到这些人，这些嬉皮士，他们能够欣赏他的 Kirtan，然后能够接受这个 prasadam， 对他来说他就已经很满足了。他只接受到这些人看到他们他们愿意吃 prasadam， 他们愿意 kirtan。
This way Prabhupada changed their heart, they changed their habits, changed their whole lifestyle.
如此，所以一个这样的纯粹的奉献者，他能够改变这些人的心改变他们 的一生，让他们的生命有个大转弯，有一个很大的跃升。
So they become pure.
所以如此，释迦牟尼佛给了他们机会，让他们得以净化。
So this is the devotees, the service, how they make, even bad, even fall down person, they make them stand up, they make them good person.
嗯，所以这就是奉献者所做的服务，即便是这样的堕落的人，他还是给他们机会，然后让他们能够成为，就是变成奉献者，成为奉献者这么优秀的这样的人，第一流的人。嗯、
so when Dakya came and Dakya, you know, Dakya was so much because he was so much appreciating himself and looking, oh, I am the man. So he was when he came to that assembly.So everyone stand up when you see that Dakya was so brilliant and he was looks like so effulgent. But he saw everyone stand up. Only Brahma, only two persons were sitting, Brahma and Shiva. Mm-hmm. And he thought the Brahma was his father and his gurus. So he couldn't, and he saw Shiva, oh, this guy is sitting, not giving me any respect. You see, immediately.His anger was completely goes to his head, top of head, chuti.
嗯嗯嗯。那当时 Daksha 为什么会变得那么愤怒呢？因为他自己的物质的地位很崇高，所以他就不可一世了。然后他就预期，他期待别人一定要对他欣赏他、尊重他。而他确实也是那么的强而有力的一个人物。他走进这个祭祀的会场的时候，他浑身散发的这个光灿。让所有的人都立即起身向他致敬，但是当场只有两个人，就是一个 Brahma 一个 Shiva， 他们没有起身向他致敬。而这个 Brahma 呢，是 Daksha 的父亲，也是他的 Guru， 他的灵性导师。但是另外一个没有起身的人是 Shiva， 所以这个时候他看到 Shiva 没有起身致敬的时候， Daksha 简直就是真的是怒发冲冠，他无法抑制他自己的这种愤怒。
So he was immediately he was so angry and he spoke very bad way to Shiva.
所以他当时这个怒不可遏的状况下，他对 Shiva 讲了非常苛刻、真的可怕的一些言语。
So he was saying in Bhagavad Gita, he mentioned, Gruhitva, Rugasavakhyam, Pani, Markatalochanam, Prachutthanam, Bhivadahim, Vachapkatutanochitam. He was saying, you are looks like Markatalochanam. Markatalochan means, your eyes like monkey's eyes. The Shiva eyes is monkey's eyes. You see, the Shiva, Lord Shiva is so beautiful.So in India, 99% of the girls go to Shiva temple to worship Shiva and Krishna temple because they are looks like so beautiful.
嗯嗯，那这个可怕。
Addressing you are the Markatalochanam. Markatalochanam is market means monkeys. Lochan means eyes. Markatalochanam.
嗯嗯，那当时这个 Daksha。他是那么的愤怒，以至于他很这种很苛刻的讲了，就是批评了这个 Shiva， 说他的眼睛像猴眼一样。可事实上我们知道 Shiva 他是 Krishna 伟大的奉献者，其实他的眼睛是非常美的如果有见过这个到这个庙 Shiva 的庙里面看过 Shiva 的那个神像，知道说是非常非常的非常的美的，可是他竟然这样批评说他的眼睛长得像猴眼。嗯、
So he was, you can see, when someone so much angry, he cannot see is a beautiful person or ugly. You see, he was beautiful. She was so beautiful, but what the description was described.There is so much angry because eyes are like red. Dakya eyes was red, full red. And And he was speaking like that.
对，当时 Daksha 实在是太愤怒了，他整个眼睛都双眼都通红，知道吗？就是人在愤怒的时候，那愤怒到他连什么是美、什么是丑都分不清了，所以他这样批评是吧
？So and she and then again she says, this guy, what is he? His name is Shiva, but she is not Shiva. She is Ashiva. Shiva means Mangal. Mangal means very auspicious. Shiva auspicious. He is not auspicious. He is inauspicious.
嗯，而且他很气的，很疯狂的说，他根本就不叫 Shiva， 他是 Ashiva。因为 Shiva 的意思是吉祥的， Shiva 就是不吉祥，他是最不吉祥的。
So he was so much and so many things he spoke. I don't want to go through. And I gave my loving daughter, no, that the last daughter. He was so much affectionate daughter to Daksha Prajapati. She was so beautiful, and in 16 past Daksha has 16 daughters.
Daksha 总共有16个女儿，那 Sati 是她最挚爱的女儿，她长得非常非常的美。
So, so said, I don't want to give my daughter to him, but because Brahma, my father, he was told me to give. I was actually forcibly. I am not interested to give my daughter to this man.
那 Daksha 就说，我根本就不想把我这个美丽的女儿，我最爱的女儿，就是嫁给这个 Shiva。好，那是因为我的父亲 Brahma 他要求我，我才这么做的。我被迫把我的女儿许配给这个 Shiva。
And immediately he forced Shiva. He said, you know, he immediately that place he caused.
哦，他就立刻就诅咒这个 Shiva， Daksha 诅咒 Shiva。
So he says.Shiva should not, you should not, the demigod, the Shiva should not give the share, the oblation of the sacrifice.
所以他就说，就是尽管那些半神人，他们本来是有资格可以分享祭祀的贡品，但是他说 Shiva， 因为他是最低等的半神人，所以他不配拥有这个祭祀的贡品。
And...What he did, immediately he left that place. Everyone spoke that and he left that place.
所以当时这个 Daksha 他其实控制不了自己的情绪，他就很愤怒的诅咒了 Shiva 之后，他就离开会场，祭祀的会场，他就直接回去了，回家。
And why? Because was so much anger.
因为他太愤怒了。
He cannot control himself and cannot stay.
他没有办法控制他的愤怒，到他连待在那个会场，他自己都没有办法继续待在会场。
So this is the material world and the material anger.
所以我们知道。这就是在物质的存在中的人会展露的这种愤怒的这种倾向。
So, but spiritual world, the spiritual activities is not affected by mode of ignorance.
可是在灵性世界却不会受到这种低等的愚昧属性的影响。
So, Prabhupada is giving an example how here you see how Daksha was captivated by mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of anger. But in spiritual world, when Yashoda Mata chastised Krishna, Krishna became crying, was crying. So that gave happiness to everybody. And Krishna was not crying
Vaimosana or by the mode of his influence.
Krishna, not what?
When Krishna was crying,
that
crying was giving so much happiness to all the Vrajavasis.
Yes, yes. 所以我们可以知道,
it is not affected by mode of ignorance, because material world are affected by mode of ignorance, mode of passion. That's it. Not become, because here they become, someone cry means they are so much sad, they are so much distressed.
所以在灵性世界跟物质世界是截然不同的。 因为在物质世界中，人们都深受这种愚昧属性，激情属性的打扰影响，所以到最后堕落为这个愚昧属性的时候，这个愤怒的展现，让人们悲伤哭泣，所以这种物质世界的眼泪是真正的，真的是这种一片愁云惨雾，非常的悲伤。可是，在灵性世界，像亚苏达妈妈，她也会斥责处罚。 Baby Krishna, 当 Krishna 在哭泣的时候，可是这样的哭泣却给 Vrajavasi Vrindavan 的居民带来了，就是巨大的喜乐，就是灵性的这种狂喜，所以这个是完全不受物质的属性影响的地带，灵性世界里展现的这个逍遥时光，就那里的所有的一切不被污染，所以那里的哭泣，那里的所有的。 的愤怒其实都不沾染这个物质属性的，它反而带来的是灵性的极乐。
So here, actually, when Yashoda Mata, Krishna, of course, now Kartik month is coming, the Lila, Damodar Lila, how Yashoda Mata was so much concerned about Krishna, and when he saw and that thing, so the milk was burning in the stove. So he just put in Krishna in under the floor and she ran away to save the milk. And meantime, Krishna was so angry. You know, you see the anger, Krishna's anger. he broken the part of yogas.
Yes. 所以很快，我们这个达摩达尔月，Kartik月就要来了。那在那个逍遥时光中，亚苏达妈妈她是那么的深爱着她的宝贝 Krishna， 所以她。 一心一意的，就是想要，就是做出最好的奶油，就是要给他的宝贝 Krishna 吃。可是当那个炉子里的牛奶在滚的时候，牛奶就要溢出来了，他就赶紧把 Krishna 放下，冲去救那个炉子上的牛奶。所以这个时候 Krishna 他也展现出他的愤怒，他当时非常的生气，亚苏的妈妈怎么把我给放下来了？他很生气，然后打破了那个。 这个奶油罐，嗯。The
way he broken the part, I don't want to go detail to take time. So Yashoda Mata was so happy because the boy he had so much knowledge to break the part. So he put the stone, the diamond stone in the lower part of part. So there's no sound easily. The child cannot do like this because so the Rasadamana Mama was impressed. Oh, my boy was such a good way he broke because I cannot hear, no one can hear. See, so that way she was so happy. But when saw, because Yogotu was completely here and there, and she was, okay, I'll teach something to Krishna because this way, if Krishna will do like this, so he will become, when he will grown up, that will not help him. So that was concern about how to correct Krishna, because that is the service mentality. You are a little angry. You are a little angry. Sorry.
所以 Yashoda 妈妈她也有展现出一点愤怒，但是这个在灵性世界所有的一切都是绝对的，她没有这个物质世界的这种相对性，所以一切的愤怒也都是美好的，而她看到 Krishna 把这个奶油罐给打破的时候，事实上他心里还蛮开心的，因为他觉得这表示 Krishna 他竟然能够有力气可以打破这个罐子，表示这个孩子很健康，很有力量。那一般小孩子是没有办法，到他像 Krishna 那样子可以这样子轻易的把这个罐子给打破。 所以他刚开始的时候还挺开心的。可是他因为身为 Krishna 的妈妈，他觉得他有这个责任要把 Krishna 教好，不然他想说孩子如果这样子的话啊，这个小孩子如果不好好教，他长大了可怎么办呢？好，所以亚瑟达妈妈他就这个时候他就展现出了他的一点就是这种愤怒的这个逍遥时光，想要把 Krishna 给绑起来，追赶着 Krishna 要把他给绑起来啊，处罚他，用棍子拿着要处罚他这样子。嗯，但是这些是为了要就是增添这样的逍遥时光的喜乐，所以这个愤怒它只是更加增添这个逍遥时光的这个丰富。嗯。
So here, Yashoda Mama utilize the anger, the Krishna service. That's why, Krishna has to, surrender.
嗯，所以Yashoda Mama这个生气了，所以 Krishna 他就必须要臣服于他的妈妈。嗯。
Otherwise, who can surrender? Who can Krishna will surrender anyone?So he is the supreme person, so he is the supreme personality of Godhead. So, but because Mama was perfect, Mama wants to correct him, but that is the service.
嗯，因为这个事实上 Krishna 是最强而有力的人，有谁能够处罚 Krishna 呢？可以绑住 Krishna 呢？但是由于亚瑟的妈妈她展现的这些愤怒啊，其实是由于他的爱，对孩子的爱，他想要纠正 Krishna 就是不当的行为所以是由于爱，好，因为 Yashoda 的妈妈太爱 Krishna 了，因为这个爱，所以 Krishna 臣服于 Yashoda 妈妈这个爱的愤怒。
So there is so many things coming my mind, but I don't want to. So many things come in mind. How Krishna also sometimes he become also angry. In angrily, sometimes he says so many things that can create so much happiness, give so much pleasure to all Brajavasis.
嗯，有时候 Krishna 也是会展现很多种的这种愤怒，然后但是他展现的愤怒，他是那么的大的取悦了这些 Brajavasis。嗯。
So I don't want to go to the I will start here because our RP and our class here also. So I will finish this because we will the Dakhya. Then what we are discussing about Dakhya Prajapati. So Dakhya was so and he left because he was so much anger because he was so much krodha.
嗯，当时 Dakshya 他是那么的愤怒啊，心中的愤怒真的是无法抑制。
And what happened, you know, if you are so much hungry, means you will finish fast. Because you will burn.
嗯，那愤怒的人会发生什么状况呢？意味着你就要玩完了，嗯，你就要遭殃了。
And whatever you do that other but that will become so much aparat because what he did so much big offense, the lotus feet of Lord Shiva.
嗯，所以他这个在愤怒的状况下他做出了很可怕的冒犯，他冒犯了伟大的奉献者须跋的莲花足。
And Shiva was sitting quietly, and because he was not stand up, just seeing him, but he was because he was thinking always Krishna, and he was that states like samadhi, so that's why he could not realize someone comes, someone goes, so he could not realize that he is not knowingly.Indeed, didn't give any disrespect to his father-in-law.
嗯，那 Shiva 其实是 Daksha 的女婿嘛。那他是这么伟大的奉献者，他无时不刻的在冥想的 Krishna。他当时 Daksha 走进这个祭祀的会场的时候，事实上他当时已经进入了三摩地的状态，所以他是那么安静的坐在那里。他不是故意对他的就是岳父不敬的，他不是故意对 Daksha 不敬。他只是因为完全沉浸在就是在对 Krishna 的这种冥想之中。
So immediately the Nandiswar, the Shiva's follower, Nandi, he was also caused to Dakshya's followers. So this is the, curse and curse and curse. This is the anger. When once anger starts, this is so much reaction comes.That's why we have to stop it.
嗯， 所以这个愤怒啊，这种东西很可怕，我们必须要想办法去克制住，否则它造成的后果就是以牙还牙、哦、接下来的就是这种可怕的恶性循环，非常可怕。当时Daksha 诅咒了 Shiva 的随从 Nandishva 也诅咒了这个Daksha、啊、也诅咒了 Daksha。 那所以这种东西这种以牙还牙的这种状态就是会导致的这个后果很不可收拾。
So this way you can see they just curse each other, they just, so this way, so Brahma stopped them, so this is not good, so they stop and they close this thing. This fire sacrifice was completely finished, and many years after then Daksha, and intense, because he was so much envious and so much angry, wants to take revenge. Why this Shiva didn't give me respect? So again he arranged another fire sacrifice to insult Shiva.
嗯，那后来这个 Daksha 他还没完没了，因为他是那么的嫉妒主 Shiva， 所以经过了很久很久，甚至于几年了，他还不放过，他心里还没办法放下，以至于他又办了一次的祭祀。好，他想要就是对 Shiva 进行报复。
And he invited everybody, but he didn't invite Hardata and Tanila Shiva.
嗯，他邀请了所有的伟大的人物，但是他就是唯独没有邀请 Shiva 跟他的妻子，也就是他自己 Daksha 他自己的女儿 Sati。
And we know, and all of you know these stories.
所以后来大家、
when Sati saw all demigods, his wife, they are going their airlines, they are taking their airlines and they are going and decorating such a nice sari, wearing such a nice ornaments. When Sati saw where they are going, your father is doing do big sacrifice.
那当时Sati 呢，他就看到了，哇，天上有很多飞机啊，就是这个都是半神人的妻子打扮的光鲜亮丽的，穿着美丽的sari，带着各种的珠宝首饰，喜气洋洋的要去参加，是要去做什么呢？他就听到说他们要去参加这个 Daksha 所举办的这个一个盛大的祭祀。
So this way, when we know how Shiva told her, don't go because your father didn't invite and you should not go. I can see your future, that will be not good for your future and you should not go. But Sati was so much attached to father, mother, sisters. She went.
Shiva 他告诉 Sati 很想要去参加这场祭祀，但是Shiva 他可以看到这个未来的结果其实不是很好，而且他们真的是没有被邀请。在没有被邀请的状况下，其实这个本身就不是一件很恰当的状况，在不是很恰当的状况下最好是不要去。但是由于Sati 他非常的执着于他的亲人，他想要去见他们。所以 ，Yes, Maharaj.
And you know how Sati was, he was moving house in and out, no? He was.
Yes.
How so? There mentioned how the girls are so much attached to, but the situation was, it was very bad, and when Sati went, so.In his, all the Shiva's followers, they saw she's going alone, so Shiva sent him, okay, go with her. So they nicely, respectfully, they take to her, to that sacrifice.
当时因为Sati 实在太依恋那里所有的，太依恋他的就是家人，他非常渴望能够去参加，因此他在那种 心急，然后她的丈夫施巴又不赞同她去的状况下，她就一直在家里在那边来回踱步，就会感觉到她心里那种愤怒、焦躁不安的那种状态。那后来萨提还是就迈出家门，他就要去了，所以那个时候虚巴的随从就跟着他去保护他。
So when she arrived, so the father, she didn't welcome her, and he didn't even Daksha, he was not looking her.
而当萨提到了这个他父亲的祭祀的会场的时候，就他的父亲不但没有欢迎他，连看都不看他一眼。
And of course his mother and sister they welcome her, but because she was so much affectionate to her father, and she was expect father will be, because she was the so much like pet, you know, and
yes.
she was.And she was so, and but she could not get that welcome, and she was so dissatisfied.
那因为Sati 呢，他就事实上他是他父亲最宠爱的女儿，他有对他父亲的情感也很深，因此尽管他的母亲跟他的姐妹们都欢迎了他。但是他的心是不满足的，因为他最在意的父亲对他完全弃之不理。
But instead of that, the father was blaspheming Shiva and saying so many bad things against Shiva. So Shiva was so much affected by that. His words, the Sati was so much affected.
而他的父亲的表现真的太影响，对 Sati 的影响太巨大了，因为Daksha 他继续的这个就是批评毁谤这个 Shiva， 所以 Sati 非常非常的痛苦。
And he realized actually how the Shiva position. Shiva is actually Shiva. He said actually Shiva is he never.She never blasphemed the father-in-law, means Dakshya Prajapati, and never saw the fault. But she realized how her father was so much against Lord Shiva.
而 Sati 也看到，Sati 真的看到 Shiva。从来都没有亵渎批评过这个 Daksha， 他一直处在一种非常的平和的状态，而 Daksha 他竟然是那么的愤怒的在攻击这个亵渎这个 Shiva。
So there is so many things, so she could not tolerate, and she cannot do anything because this way his husband, that way his father, so she cannot do anything, so she.She just sit down and meditate Lord Shiva and she give up her worry.
后来 Sati 他真的是对这件事情他也没办法就是做什么，一个 Daksha 是他的父亲，虚巴是他的丈夫，所以后来他的决定是他决定要放弃他自己的身体，物质身体。
So these are the actually that big story. I could not. I felt I could take too much time because I have also another class. What to do? So this is the. I'll conclude. I can complete it here. So like this is the how you can shake up the anger. How to control the anger?
Yeah. 那所以我们最后也要来谈一下，就是说因为这个故事其实是很长的一个故事，没办法讲的那么多的细节，但是我们总是要知道到底要怎么样来抑制住这可怕的愤怒。
So now whole world people are like that, they are completely intoxicated by anger, lost, greedy, everything, they are completely affected.
整个我们现在的整个物质的世界真的充斥了这样的可怕的这个愤怒贪婪、哦、这种欲望，整个世界都被污染。
Like Jagai Madai.
就像 Jagai 跟 Madai.
So but Nityananda Prabhu says so merciful, he just wait. And like Shiva wait, he hired the course. So, and also,the Narada Muni, he actually there is many things, but I could maybe next time we'll do something, then we'll finish.Today, I have to, because I have to.So this way, so Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, how he is so merciful to the living entities. And he brought that Mahamantras. So where we can, if we take shelter in the Mahamantra, the Harinam, so we can specify ourselves, specify our anger, especially, you know, all the, so we can serve properly.
嗯，那我们非常的幸运，主柴坦亚马哈帕布，尽管我们现在身处这个卡利年代，这个可怕的一个年代，这些所有的恶劣的品质充斥着整个世界，但是主柴坦亚马哈帕布给我们带来了马哈曼特拉 Hare Krishna Mantra、以帮助我们能够平息心中的愤怒，以让我们能够有好的态度，能够去做服务。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare
Krishna
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bo.
Anything, any question you want? Because the time, I am at the schedule.
现在已经9:08，不知道奉献者们有没有人有问题？我看到这个。OK.Maharaj is from Pancha Tadava Prabhu. My obeisances is to Maharaj and devotee. Rama 的方法 Okay. He asked why didn't Shiva take Rama's method to tolerate Daksha's anger?This is、
why?
The first question. Yeah. Why Shiva, didn't, just follow, just like Rama's, way、
but.
of controlling, I mean, Rama's mentality, just a peaceful mind, accept everything, control his mind, to tolerate Daksha's anger.
Yes, Shiva did.Shiva tolerated that. Shiva, first time Shiva tolerated everything.
She what? He what?
Shiva tolerated everything.
是啊，这个 Shiva 他确实忍受了所有的一切。他是容忍的，他完全处在这种宽容的这种状态。
And when Sati left her body, then Shiva become little angry.
但是当 Sati 离开身体之后，Shiva 他是愤怒了。
And he did not directly he did not did anything. Only he pulled one hair and he put it on the Virabhadra bone, that hair out of that hair, and he finished everything. But Shiva did not do anything.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason why he do this is because he want to correct.
Yes,
the wrongdoing, not because of not because the anger, right? Just want to correct.
Not anger, he wants to correct.
Yes, yes.
And also the punishment, because this is the too much he did.
Yes, yes.
To make his eyes open. Dakya was so much, Dakya was so much blind.Because out of hunger.
Yes, yes.
You open your eyes.
所以这个 Shiva 呢，他是在 Sati 就是离开身体，放弃了他的身体之后，他才愤怒了起来。但是他的愤怒其实不是真正的愤怒，他是为了纠正整个太过 太可怕的这种太过分的局面，而且也为了想要让这个因嫉妒而就是盲目的 Daksha 的眼睛，让他的眼睛真的可以清醒过来，所以他其实没有直接的去做什么，他只是从他的头发就是拔出了一撮头发，然后从这撮头发就变成了一个这个 Virabhadra 恶魔，从 Shiva 的那撮头发就出来，然后他所以这个事情是这样子的，OK, and Maharaj, the next question Panchatarabhava asked is, the anger among devotees is material anger or material anger?
Actually, it is depending how the devotee, if they are, his anger is perfect anger, like Hanuman angry.And he burned whole Lankas.
Yeah, yeah.
That is that there, the Hanuman has not pinch of sense gratification. He did the service of Lord Ram. If the devotee, it depends on devotees. If
he has
anger, he can utilize Krishna service.
所以这个奉献者之间的愤怒也要看他个人的状态呀。他的内在到底是为了感官享乐，因为感官享乐的这种状况而引起的愤怒，好，就也是一种自私心态而引起的愤怒，还是说像哈努曼他火烧这个斯里兰卡，其实当时他是为了为主，知道吗？就是为主 Rama 做服务，他才展现他的愤怒的，所以那当然情况就是不一样，所以奉献者之间。发生的这个愤怒当然也跟自己内在的心态的出发点有完全截然不同的一种形态的愤怒。 OK, Maharaj, the next question is from Sati Mataji. Sati Mataji 他是转发了一个 Harivamsa 的Das 的一个问题，夫妻间奉献上火愤怒的原因是什么？Anyway, the question is that, you know, 奉献者之间上火愤怒的原因是什么？Okay, he would like to know, between the couple, husband and wife, and between devotees, what is the reason to cause the anger between devotee and the husband and wife?
I don't know what is the question. What is the husband, wife and devotee?
Yeah, anyway, he would like to know,What is the cause, you know, what is the cause to lead to anger between devotees and husband and wife?
The question was not clear. Husband, wife, anger, devotee.
It depends on the situation. Yeah.
Yes.
It's actually depend on the situation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That is actually husband. Sometimes they quarrel and they have the fighting. The devotee fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That is the actually that is the. In Shastra, there is many way to explain how husband wife they have the fighting husband wife, because the disagreement of husband wife. So in fourth canto Bhagavatam, you know, if you go through the purport, Prabhupada mention of why there is disagreement. Because if material things, material husband wife disagreement means sense gratification, and the power and money. These are the fighting objects.
Understand?
Understand.
Yes, just translate.
Yeah. 就是基本上在经典上，经典里面有讲述到很多，就是夫妻之间为什么会有那些愤怒的争吵的问题，其实多半都是因为不是为了什么 sense gratification 嘛，感官享乐，不管是为了权，为了这个权力还有金钱而争吵，其实很多都是由于这个，包括他这个问题说奉献者夫妻之间，这个也是一样的道理。
And that among the devotee, they fighting means they are the name and the fame. Sometimes the devotee affected by this, that's why they fight.
那奉献者之间的争吵有很多都是为了名，为了名啊，为了名望争这个权力，名望也一样，就是这个来因为这个而争吵。Maharaj, the question Sati Mataji says, the devotee couple, among devotee couple, but actually it's the same thing. Because even devotee couple, they still have material problem. Yeah.
Yeah, those who are
the same.
Those who are pure devotee, they don't have fighting.
可是如果是纯粹的奉献者，就不会有这样子的这种物质的争吵。
Those who are not pure, those who are like karmi, karma misra bhakti, those are, they also depend in karma, the karma misra bhakti, karmic, they fight because they, every step they see the sense gratification or some, because they want both things, like they want, they say, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati says, want bidi, also I want milk.
I want what?
Smoking. I will smoke also. I will drink the milk. Drinking milk means also I will do the devotional service. I also want calm. Love.
Yes. 因为事实上这个奉献者，即便是奉献者夫妻也是一样，因为大部分的奉献者都还在混杂着这种不是纯粹的奉爱服务的阶段，所以是 karma mishra bhakti 的阶段嘛，所以。Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 说，有奉献者们一面喝着牛奶，一面抽着烟。喝着牛奶意味着他要做服务，抽着烟意味着他还一脚还踩在物质的层面上，所以他是有混杂的。既然有混杂的话，必然会有混杂的后果，就是说还是有物质的这种愤怒。好 ，Yes， and the last question is from Weiping Mataji, 顶拜 Maharaj 和翻译及奉献者，请问愤怒可以用来做奉爱服务吗？ Okay, my obeisance is to Maharaj and translation and devotees. I would like to know, can we take advantage of anger to render devotional service? To be engaged in devotional service?
Yes, Hare Krishna? Yes, like Hanuman did.
Yes. 是的，刚刚 Maharaj 其实有讲过了，哈努曼不就是用他的愤怒来为主 Rama 做服务吗？
But very carefully.
但是要非常小心。
Mahaprabhu does not say to become angry because Mahaprabhu always teach to trunadapi sunichena tarurapi. We have to tolerate.
我们要很小心的，如果要运用愤怒也要很小心。事实上主彩太阳马哈帕布他教我们，他说应该要比小草，路边的一株小草还要卑微，比大树还要宽容忍耐。他教导我们是以这样的一种心态来做奉爱服务的。
Yeah, if it's like, but when you angry, so you should not,affected by angry. Sometimes you see if you are affected by angry, then that will not utilize the Krishna service.
因为我们自己在处在愤怒中，我们可能以为自己还可以用愤怒来做服务。可事实上，一个如果自己都已经被愤怒打扰的人，其实他是没有办法用愤怒来做服务的。他这个已经有混杂了，他的愤怒不是纯粹的，他是有混杂的，他自己都被愤怒拖走了。他怎么来做服务，所以要很小心。
Very carefully about to.
对，所以我要很小心，好，很小心的。这个不是说我们自己说了算，说自己用愤怒来做服务。 就是这没有那么容易，因为这个控制力的问题，这个心理的干心意的干净度。
OK，
这样子可以吗？对，现在已经9:22。Maharaj, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, thank you, everyone.
谢谢大家。
Hare Krishna, Phu Krishna.
Phu Krishna, thank you. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.